It's Monday, August 19th, 2024, and the DNC catastrophe in Chicago has now begun. Live coverage starts now.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
This week, covering the DNC, that like everything the Democrat Communist New World Order touches turns to pure SH-T. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Got a lot of reporters and folks will be popping in from the ground. We have a lot of incredible videos coming in from Benny Johnson and many, many others. The insane gaslighting that Trump's way behind is just wild. J.D. Vance and others have weighed in on that. They need to put out campaign ads showing how they said he'd lose in 2016 with similar BS. We have a lot of new Trump campaign ads that are amazing. We're going to be airing today. We have the inventor of mRNA technology on the giant power grab that is Mpox or monkeypox, Dr. Robert Malone, joining us in the third hour. And there has been a huge Harvard-backed, British government-backed study. This won't be new news to this audience, but major study, COVID shots are sole cause, right here, of child heart failure surge. Unbelievable. And I have a huge stack on Mpox and all the fear-mongering and everything right here. We're going to be getting into some of this before Malone gets here and then deeper into it once he joins us. But in the first half or so of the show, I want to cover news and I want to open the phones up for listeners on election 2024 and all the other big developments, including this one. We put it out on X just about 15 minutes ago. It's already gone viral. Putin's been saying he'd do this for a while. And now it's official. And I talked about this about a month ago, just briefly, but I've been offered asylum in Russia. And I've had a few other governments reach out. But Putin has now officially said anybody fleeing the New World Order or the satanic left, and he's issuing a list of countries and a decree that's going to come out in about a week and a half on September 1st that will be official. But they put it out on the Putin letterhead and the Russian foreign ministry that anyone that wants to flee and that signs a pledge that they're not a communist or devil worshiper or they don't want to have sex with children, that they will not try to overthrow Russia, can move to Russia. So just as my ancestors on the Mayflower, Protestants on both my father and mother's side, fled to the East Coast of what is the United States today, but what was the wilderness then, now, I'm not saying Russia's perfect, far from it, but it's advertising itself as the new America. That's how far the UK and Europe and the US and Australia and New Zealand and Canada have fallen. This is just unbelievable. Putin signs a decree to assist foreigners fleeing neoliberal ideas for traditional Russia. We'll be reading the decree coming up. That is just wild that that's how cut and dry this has all gotten. Here's a copy of the decree for anybody that wants to see it. I've posted it on Real Alex Jones on X. Russia offers safe haven for people trying to escape Western liberal ideals, which are the opposite of classical liberal. Liberal means keep more of your taxes, raise your own children, be able to defend yourself. Their idea of liberal is a total Borg hive system. We have the ongoing demonstrations and violence and people taking over stages and the 150,000 that are set to protest, and it's over 100,000 now starting today. The main Democrat Party criminals speak Wednesday and Thursday. We will have live coverage into the wee hours with our great crew and all the great listeners and viewers this Wednesday and Thursday of the Devil DNC. All right. We'll be back in 60 seconds with a bunch of stations. Join us, and we will launch the main transmission. I'm Alex Jones, calling for all modern Paul Revere's to come to the aid not just of their country, but of humanity now. We are Team Humanity. InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings of vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, America is on the verge of being taken over by communists. It's Monday, August 19th, 2024. I'm your host, Alex Jones. The Grid. A digital frontier. I tried to picture clusters of information as they move through the computer. What do they look like? Ships, motorcycles? Were the circuits like freeways? I kept dreaming of the world I thought I'd never see. And then, one day, I got in.
Advertised as the god that will deliver us to Valhalla. But all it does is track and trace and control us and cheat us and steal all our identities and show us back an image of ourselves in a mirror, and then it tells us that it is God. It is not. And InfoWars, not even knowing in the last 30 years, particularly in the last 25 since they launched the Google secret AI project, has invaded the entire AI grid, and that's one reason they're so pissed at us. And when you speak and you write, you program the AI. That's why they're trying to train the AI only on Wikipedia and Communist New World Order garbage and trying to wall it off from the public. But every time they try to turn it loose on the public, we have so much more information we're flooding the zone with, we, quote, infect it and take it over. Just another example of how we are the ghost and the machine, or we are the machine and the ghost. All right, ladies and gentlemen, particularly interesting and important news today. I'm just going to start over here on the left-hand side. More lies and confusion concerning autopsy of Thomas Crooks, the would-be assassin of former President Trump. Cover up from pillar to post. Look at this one. Communism, mass starvation, and the end of America. Zero Hedge. This one above it. Eric Schmidt, that's the former Google head, the Pentagon man. AI think tank urges NATO to monitor disinformation in real time, coordinate responses. What did I tell you 6 years ago when the super intense censorship started? It was in the Wall Street Journal in a big article about how I was going to be the main target along with Julian Assange. Set the precedent for deplatforming people and unpersoning them. And in the article, they said that at a NATO meeting in Germany, they said that once they took down Alex Jones and Julian Assange and no one stood up for us, they'd have the precedent set to take everybody else down. And now Facebook and other platforms are blocking and censoring the trailer and even advertising for Dennis Quaid's Reagan. A pretty big budget, star-studded, looks amazing film. In fact, I'm told in my mailbox I've got the presser video. It comes out on the 30th. But I've got to, in fact, I need to get that out of the P.O. box. I know it's there now, and to watch that tonight, but probably going to get Quaid and some other folks on. He was on Joe Rogan last week. But the reason I raise that is, first, it's Alex Jones, and 6 years later, it's a movie with big stars about Ronald Reagan. They said, well, we're not going to let you do this. It's political. So they can flood the zone with all their globalist propaganda and censor us and brainwash our children, control the universities, you name it. But if you want to make a movie about Ronald Reagan, well, that's persona non grata as well. Continuing, protests begin at the DNC event. Has been interrupted. Vance warns about fake polls on Fox. House concludes Biden actively participated in impeachable offenses. No kidding. Now we've got not one, not two, not ten, but dozens of news articles interviewing Tim Walz, the now governor and vice presidential installed candidate of the DNC, saying he's a communist, he's a socialist, we need to be like communist China, taking groups of young people there to brainwash him. He's a communist Chinese agent. And I covered some of this last night, but more has broken today. And these are incredible screenshots from the microfiche at the libraries of this guy. So good job, researchers, ferreting into this guy. A bunch of crazy talk. Kamala went off script a few times, talked to the press just a little bit. It was the usual word salad blather. Got a bunch of clips of that. In military news, many members of the German Bundestag are saying Ukraine must pay Germany back for damage to the Nord Stream bombing, which they've now been admittedly done. Turning off the tap, Germany halts all future military aid to Ukraine. Oh. Apologize and keep quiet, Polish PM, former deputy head of the EU, tells Germans to shut up about Nord Stream pipeline sabotage. Ukraine pushing Russia to use nuclear bombs, says Belarus president. That's all pretty interesting, pretty dangerous. Continuing along here, I'm going to get into all this in detail. In fact, this is one of the first things I want to hit coming up. Putin signs decree to assist foreigners fleeing neoliberal ideals for traditional Russia. Guys, I put an X post out about 30 minutes ago. Will you guys print that for me? I put out my own take on this. The decree allows such individuals to apply for temporary residence in Russia without needing to meet the usual requirements, such as knowledge of the Russian language and history. Applicants must reject their home country's policies that impose destructive neoliberal ideas, contrary to Russian spiritual and moral values. The Russian government will compile a list of countries promoting these unhealthy attitudes, and the foreign ministry will begin issuing visas to such applicants as early as September. And here is the decree right here. Russia offers safe haven for people trying to escape Western liberal ideals. So I'm going to get to that coming up here in just a moment. Also, a big, giant article that's got ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, CIA written all over it. Inside the secret world of AP3 militias, they basically claim there's about to be giant, violent terror attacks all over America as they prep for the false flags. Then in the third hour, Dr. Robert Malone joins us with the devastating intel on monkeypox and where it really came from and all the different government war games they did 2 years ago, predicting at this time it would roll out and kill tens of millions of people. They're now telling you you can catch it easily when that's not even true. So are they about to release a weaponized version? We'll talk about it with Dr. Robert Malone coming up, and that dovetails with a Harvard British government study. Very prestigious. COVID shots are the sole cause of child heart failure. Study. Continuing, doctor killed in Brazilian plane crash had reportedly found a 97% cure for cancer. He was set to release evidence tying mRNA vaccines to turbo cancers. We've got more epidemiologists saying exactly the same thing with the studies. All this and more coming up today. Ukraine has destroyed a third bridge in Russia's Kursk region. Zelensky stresses he'll keep the territory. Now, I intend to open the phones up. I'll give the number out right before we go to break in about 15 minutes. And you're welcome to call in as first-time callers. I want to give you a chance today. Only first-time callers, please. On anything on the election you want to discuss, the DNC, the attempted assassination of Trump, the cover-up, and then socially Vladimir Putin's offer of amnesty or of escape or of basically that not basically that you are political asylum is the word refugees, asylum for political refugees from the West. So those are the big subjects that I would kindly, politely ask the listeners. A lot of times we have a free-for-all, but sometimes I say I specifically want to talk about certain subjects. And then later in the week, after Malone's on today, I want to open the phones up. It's time to do it again. To everybody to tell your so-called vaccine story. It's not really a vaccine. So this is just a snapshot of what is coming up today. So let's go ahead now and get into the Russia situation first. Overhead shot right here, please. This is from the Russian news agency, government news press release. And it's a copy of the decree that Putin has signed. And the specifics of that will be officially rolled out in early September. I can tell you this program is already being beta tested and piloted around the world. Russia offers safe haven for people trying to escape Western liberal ideals. I'm going to read the decree here in a moment by Vladimir Putin. But first, I want to just remind people what's going on. Already for at least 6-7 years, Germans and Austrians are having their children taken if they won't teach them LGBT pedophile garbage. If parents don't let the schools brainwash them into Islam, they're taken. And especially Eastern Germany for a long time obviously took Christian families' children. But since the wall came down, and even before, under NATO control, Germany has been taking the children of Christians and giving them to homosexuals, pedophiles, and others. There was a giant scandal from the 60s into the 90s that was declassified 6 years ago that we've covered probably 1,000 times. You can just type in, German government gave children to convicted pedophiles. 30,000 plus children and growing is what they've admitted to, as young as 2. They would give boys to men and girls to women who would then brutally rape them. And they said the plan by the CIA funding it was to create a new type of family, a new family structure. And so drag queen story time and you know, all of this stuff is about normalizing that and, again, totally destroying the family. The dark legacy of sexual liberation in Germany, DW. And just type in 30,000 children abused. Yeah, there it is. Germany investigates 30,000 suspects over pedophile network. And even New Yorker magazines reported on it. When you read into it, it was the government. German officials placed children with known pedophiles for 30 years. Breitbart. So I've said I wish, in case America falls completely, which we're very close to, which was a place to run. Yeah, there it is. The German experiment. Put up New Yorker magazine, please. The German experiment that placed foster children with pedophiles on purpose. And then they would supply them after training at age 2, being raped till age 6. They would supply them to satanic orgies carried out at castles, Catholic churches that the Satanists had taken control of. That's the total form of Satanism, is to do it in the tabernacle, in the church, on the altar. That's what a black mass or black Sabbath is the deal. So when you see the different pedophile groups posing as drag queen story time, going out to bat baseball games and things at the beginning of it, and, you know, humping on crosses and peeing on themselves and saying we love Satan and having upside down crosses on them, you know, with their hormone induced male breast flopping around, that's an actual classic satanic ritual. So again, if you're a radio listener, you're hearing all this, my crew, without me even telling them I was going there, just typed in that and just showed you like 7 or 8 mainstream news articles. So it's not just that men are now women and compete in women's sports. The final form of one of these creatures is a bald-headed man, like you saw with a bunch of the government officials, including the doctor that runs the monkeypox program in the White House, is for unprotected sex and all the rest of it. The final form is a man with a fake belly, cutting a child out of it and drinking its intestines and blood. And if you go to any of these or see the videos of these gay pride events, you go there and this is the dominant thing. People simulating murder to babies, people defecating and peeing on each other, wallowing around in monkeypox. And it's just a pure degradation of the human soul, pure degeneracy. And, you know, you do have the gays against groomers, a lot of groups coming out. And people say, well, you're a hypocrite. You know, you said you don't hate trans people or hate gay people. I never have. I don't hate an adult that has their own life, does their own thing. But when you push it on children and then you take the most brutal stuff, people that are into cutting their arms and legs off is a big fetish. There's a big fetish about going and getting an abortion and videotaping it. And the women talk about how much they want to kill their children. And I can show you 100 videos of that. And they'll write on their stomach before the midterm abortion or late-term abortion, you're a little brat, I'm going to kill you bastard, here's your death day, burn in hell. I posted that on X last week. I mean, this is pure Satanism. And if you go to a pro-life event at the Texas Capitol or others, I've been there, Owen's been there, we've gotten video, you'll see a bunch of women in pantsuits and dresses, like normal-looking women, mainly white women, sticking their tongues out saying, I love Satan, I'm going to kill babies. And they'll say they're just doing it to freak out Christians, but no, this is really the mindset that they've adopted. So when Russia comes out and says, well, you know, flee the fentanyl, flee the open borders, flee the Satanism, flee the pedophilia. I mean, remember 15 years ago, Putin banned Russian foster children being sent to the U.S., and all the mainstream media said, oh, he's making it up, claiming the children are being sexually abused. But it turned out they were being sold into sex slavery, just like hundreds of thousands of children have been confirmed by the Senate report, have gone into sex slavery in America in the last 3.5 years under Biden. If you look at the graph, I reposted on X this morning, the one that Trump was showing when he got shot or grazed in Butler, Pennsylvania 40 days ago. You see under Obama, open borders and children trafficking exploding. Then it goes down to almost nothing under Trump. And then doubles even what Obama was able to do in just 3.5 years under Biden. You're seeing Hieronymus Bosch, medieval painter of images of hell, on screen of your TV viewer. So that's what Russia is talking about. So let me go ahead and read the decree. From Russia, Russia offers safe haven for people trying to escape Western liberal ideals. Under the document, such foreign nationals will have the right to apply for temporary residence in Russia outside the quota approved by the Russian government and without providing documents confirming their knowledge of the Russian language, Russian history, and basic laws. Moscow, August 19th, TASS News Agency. Moscow will provide assistance to any foreigners who want to escape the neoliberal ideals being put forward in their countries and move to Russia, where traditional values reign supreme, according to a decree signed by President Vladimir Putin. Under the document, such foreign nationals will have the right to apply for temporary residence in Russia outside the quota approved by the Russian government and without providing documents confirming their knowledge of the Russian language, Russian history, and basic laws. Applicants may be based on the rejection of their country's policies aimed at imposing destructive neoliberal ideals on people which run counter to traditional Russian spiritual and moral values. The values are listed in the foundations of Russian state policy in this field. While the Russian government is expected to compile a list of countries imposing unhealthy attitudes on their citizens, the foreign ministry has been instructed to start issuing 3-month visas to such applicants as early as in September. In February, Putin supported the idea of Italian student Irene Cerchini, I believe I'm saying it right, that Russia should ease entry rules for those who share traditional cultural and family values. The head of the state agreed that such a case required an individual approach. So short and sweet, there it goes. And look at this headline from LifeSite. The UN and EU are targeting Bulgaria for moving to protect children from LGBTQIAPS2+. P2S+. What a cult. Shock. Pride charity founder arrested on child sex charges. It's just every time. That's what they do, man. I mean, these folks mean business. This is a pedophile cult, and they are strong, and they are growing. And they are infiltrating our governments, education, everything. So this is a big, big deal. And, of course, Ukraine is pushing all this stuff inside Ukraine. Ukraine destroys three bridges in Russia's Kursk region. Zelensky stresses he'll keep the territory and NATO backs it. Ukraine must pay Germany back for damages from Nord Stream bombing, says lawmaker. Turning off the tap, Germany halts all future military aid to Ukraine. So this coming out about Ukraine blowing up the Nord Stream pipeline was really the U.S. government. Cy Hirsch has the receipts, the sources. You know, he's always been proven deadly accurate. And he's been totally vindicated. So now they're trying to fall back and say, oh, no, it's not us. It's six people in a sailboat. They did it all. Surprised they didn't claim that Santa Claus did it, or maybe the Easter Bunny. All right, let me give out the toll-free number. It's 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. There it is right there on screen, 877-789-ALEX. We're taking first-time callers' calls here today. And we have limited crew, but they're a group of badasses. And so to do this, some of them will have to work. Most of them work 18 hours a day. We're talking about just doing Wednesday and Thursday with Governor Walz, Pelosi, Bill Clinton, Booty Juice, and Kamala Harris. But, man, we got Joe Biden, Jill Biden, Hillary Clinton tonight. We've got Obama, Big Mike, and others, and J.D. Pritzker, the transgender pervert king. So looks like we'll probably just cover all four nights here. I just don't want to give the crew a mission where it's that exhausting, but they're tough. We're on it. The crew wants it. It's their mission. They've accepted because we've only got like, what is it, eight or nine? Production crew now for the live shows. We can call in some of the editors and people to come help, like Rob Dew and McBreen, and all hands on deck, and I'll be up here. So stuck with me. And of course it'll be Chase and Harrison and Owen, but we'll rotate through the nights together. Please remember, it takes money to do this, and if we had extra money, we'd have more crew. The last CRO fired a lot of our people trying to shut us down, but now we've stabilized the company through the year. There's a good chance we're going to survive. If you keep praying, if you keep sharing the links, and if you keep supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock. Body's Ultimate Turmeric, back in stock. 1,000 milligram organic vitamin C with a bunch of other key things in the formula that does incredible things. With the zinc, with the rose hips, it's back in stock. 40% off on that. 25% off on Body's. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And I thank you all for your support. 888-253-3139. And don't forget, we have our great outside sponsor, my dad's company. Many of the supplements not available at InfoWarsStore.com. Like the NanoSilver products are available exclusively at drjonesnaturals.com. Dr. Jones Naturals, just the letters, drjonesnaturals.com. And these are great products you already need. Amazing Nano Silver, Next Level Financial Energy, the Kaba Chill, it's all there at drjonesnaturals.com. And don't forget, when you're at InfoWarsStore.com, there's the InfoWars MD line of CBD gummies and so much more. Check out those with the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars MD. To tell you the story, the history of InfoWars MD, one of our biggest and most important lines of high quality supplements, because it's a story of political attacks and not giving up, and it's an amazing product line that funds our operation. Going back about 3 years ago, during all the deplatforming of InfoWars, not just off the internet, not just with banking, some of the big supplement manufacturers that we were using, some of the best in the country, had been bought up during the pandemic, during the shutdown, and then they would notify us. We had five companies making product for us. Three of them notified us that we're no longer going to work with you because you're Alex Jones and you're InfoWars. So we made a lot of phone calls, reached out to our contacts,
we found one of the biggest supplement makers in the country. I'm not going to say their names. They get harassed, but they're big listeners. And they said, listen, you know, we were supplying a lot of the raw materials to several of your manufacturers that are no longer doing business with you. And we would love to put out a private label where we just put your label on our product. And then when people order from you, it drop ships out of our warehouses. And so we added a bunch of their products to our lineup. And I didn't ever really promote them a lot because we were, you know, selling our products and a lot of the products that we developed. But so many of these products that they had put out, again, were the exact same thing that we were putting out. In fact, in some cases, like in the case of Nitric Boost, it's the exact same formula that we private labeled from them before we're even doing InfoWars MD with them. So case in point right now, our version of Nitric Boost, it's so good for your heart and body and cardiovascular system, cleans out your blood. Dr. Minkowitz has talked about being one of the best formulas out there. Our version of it sold out about 3 weeks ago. Well, their version is just a white bottle from their warehouse, and it's the exact same pill, the exact same people, does the exact same thing, and it's the exact same price. So that's what InfoWars MD is. Take Turmeric 95. Turmeric 95 is called that because it's the strongest curcuminoid concentrate, 95% that they can make. And it turns out that's the company years ago, and I wanted to put out the strongest turmeric available that was actually producing it. So, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, sold out at InfoWarsStore.com, but not their Turmeric 95, which is the same 95% curcuminoid and the same ingredients that boost it. So that's why InfoWars MD is such an amazing line. And because of the bankruptcy, the attempts to shut us down, and the bad CRO we had here before, who would not reorder product, we would not have any new product to sell to stay on air if we hadn't set this up with InfoWars MD. Now, they've got over 100 products, and as we speak, we're making labels for the rest of their line. But 17 of their products that are their best sellers, the top of their catalog, we do have at InfoWarsStore.com from InfoWars MD. So, I've told you some of the history, what's behind it. It's amazing. It's super high quality. Here's just a few of the things that are available. Nitric Boost, Good Night Sleep, Joint Relief Max is amazing, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Probiotic Formula, CBD Full Spectrum, 25 milligram gummies, CBD Full Spectrum, 10 milligram gummies, works great. Turmeric 95, Libido RX, Better Mood, Mushroom Max for mental clarity and your immune system, Superfood Greens, Ageless Vitality Collagen, and a lot more. So if you want to keep InfoWars on the air, at the same time get amazing products, please visit InfoWarsStore.com today and check out the InfoWars MD line of products. There's a bunch of others I didn't mention. We're adding more every few days. So please take action and go to InfoWarsStore.com and secure your InfoWars MD today.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
And we are back on this live Monday, August 19th, 2024 transmission. 77 days left of the most important election in world history. Then there's 79 days of hell once Trump's president-elect. Woo! What an exciting time to be alive. All right, I want to play some clips that are important and then go to your calls, and we'll intersperse other major news that I have in front of me and as it breaks here on the Alex Jones Show. But J.D. Vance made a really great point. He made several great points about don't believe these fake polls. The Republicans aren't doing these psychological polls where they, because I've been looking at their polls, they're not going out in the methodology and trying to have Trump way ahead of what he is to create the illusion that he's invincible. They're doing real polls. The Democrats are just, as usual, putting out total frauds to create the illusion that, oh, she's neck and neck. Oh, she's way ahead. Oh, she has so much enthusiasm. Oh, her crowds are so huge. And then meanwhile, she drives into Chicago from the airport and there's all these Trump people lining the streets booing her. And then you've got 150,000 people set to demonstrate starting now against her. Their own party's people don't think they're communist or Islamist or pedophile enough. So this is a three-ring circus. So here's J.D. Vance on the polls, and then we'll play a clip of J.D. Vance on Kamala Harris being over the border is like putting, Jeffrey Epstein over it. Well, yeah, I mean, that's the same group, so it actually is the same people. Here it is.
Let me just say one final point on this, Shannon, because I think it's important. Consistently, what you've seen in 2016 and 2020 is that the media uses fake polls to drive down Republican turnout and to create dissension and conflict with Republican voters. I'm telling you, every single person who's watching this, the Trump campaign is in a very, very good spot. We're going to win this race. We just have to run through the finish line. Because the American people just don't buy the idea that Kamala Harris, who has been vice president for 3.5 years, is somehow going to tackle the inflation crisis in a way tomorrow that she hasn't for the past 1,300 days. Giving Kamala Harris control over inflation policy, Shannon, it's like giving Jeffrey Epstein control over human trafficking policy. The American people are much smarter than that. They don't buy the idea that Kamala Harris represents a fresh start. She is more of the same. It is doubling down on the failed policies of the Harris administration to give Kamala Harris a promotion rather than to fire her, which is what I think most Americans are going to do on November.
So that's a double-edged sword. He's talking about giving her control over the economy. It's like giving Jeffrey Epstein, control of children, but they're the DNC that used him for the blackmail and control. So it cuts both ways. I mean, no matter how horrible you say something about her, even if you mean it as an analogy, even the analogy is true. Just absolutely incredible. Let's go to this next clip here. Clip 15. Palestinian protester rushes the stage at DNC. This is just this morning. This is going to be happening everywhere.
Y'all can do better than that. Mike DeMoney!
Now, here is Whitmer, who is the co-chair of the campaign, total globalist. They want to replace Kamala with her somewhere down the road because she works directly inside the deep state and is so evil. Here she is saying, oh, everybody agrees. Americans resonate with giving illegal aliens driver's license, free health care, free education, free housing, just free everything. But citizens don't get that. Plus, you couldn't pay for that. But it's about bringing in those new voters that are totally dependent. They control. Here she is.
Well, let me ask you about her running mate, Tim Walz, and particularly on the issue of immigration. Obviously, some of his policies in his state have come into focus. He signed into law initiatives allowing undocumented immigrants to apply for driver's licenses, quality free tuition at public universities, and enroll in the state's free health care program for low-income residents. Would you like to see the Harris administration adopt those same policies, Governor?
Well, I can tell you, Tim Walz is a pragmatic guy. He's a Midwesterner just like me. And I think some of the wonderful things he's done in Minnesota resonate with, Americans in all states.
Oh, yeah, it really resonates. In every major poll out there, over 80%, some are as high as 92, most are about 87, 85. People are totally against, including Democrats. Something like 67% is the last number I saw. So over 90% of Republicans are against giving illegal aliens everything free. Probably even higher than that. I mean, who is for that? I guess illegal aliens. So I guess that's the 15, 20% that are for it. They're already probably that much of the population. This is how you conquer a country. Rome did it by accident. It took a few hundred years. This is happening overnight in America. And, of course, Harris wants to ban your guns and make you turn them in. Here she is.
I support buybacks, and I think that, look, we have 5 million assault weapons on the streets of America, and we have 5 million assault weapons on the streets of America.
A lot more than that,
and
dumbass.
Assault weapons have been designed
ooh,
to kill a lot of human beings quickly. They are weapons of war. And there is no place for them on a civil society, on the streets of a civil society. And it's something I'm so passionate about and so looking forward to being president to address. We've got to deal with this.
How mandatory is your gun buyback program?
It's mandatory.
Second Amendment?
The Second Amendment, listen, we're going to have to do it the right way. There's no question about that. But we don't have any, we have to get these guns off the street. But I also, you know, I have faith in the American people to know that, you know, that we want to comply with our laws. And that I know that to be true.
I mean, what does that even mean? Yes, most of the mass shootings that are still very rare but are terrible, they use an AR-15 because that's advertised, and these patsies go out and do this, and a lot of this stuff obviously is being provocateur. Wind-up toys. But the government has guns. The government has these AR-15s. It's not about duck hunting. It's not about deer hunting. And she wants your guns. Make no mistake, because they want a monopoly of power just like Venezuela or the old Soviet Union or North Korea or Cuba or Communist China or Vietnam. Or Cambodia. Giffords Group commits $15 million to boost Kamala Harris and gun safety candidates. They mean monopoly of power. The UN said back in 2000 that there must be a monopoly of power and that civilian ownership of guns must be eliminated for there to be a monopoly of power of the global government. They are on record saying that that is their policy, that that is their plan, that that is their program. And the good news is they lie about most stuff, but they're open about open borders. They're open about wanting your guns. And now they want to steal the election again because they're a dying political party that has no excitement and almost no supporters other than government workers and mainly illegal aliens and old white women. And that's a fact. You look at the video or you look at the demographics of the voters, and you go look at a Harris-Waltz pervert campaign event, and it's about 80% old white women. And they think the state's their God. They think it's really there to help them. It's very, 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 very sad, but that's what this has come down to. Harris and Waltz went into a convenience store, and this is cringeworthy. Here's the clip.
Dorito.
She's with her husband.
Huh? Oh, Dougie, there they are.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I know you want those.
Oh, wait.
What are you?
Is it corn nuts over there,
isn't
too?
Isn't this it?
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Oh, that's
it.
The big, yeah. There you go. Corn nuts over there.
Oh, look, they're regular people. They eat Doritos just like we do. Alexander Soros a couple weeks ago put a tweet out about Walls going, great choice. He's a football coach and regular people like football coaches. He sounds like a space alien. The humans like football. We'll simply say we like football. And remember Chuckie Schumer didn't know how to cook a hamburger? Pocahontas, senator, did a thing where she goes, I like beer. Here's a beer. And she takes the bottle opener and just touches it and falls right off. It was already opened for her. Who are they? I mean, maybe they are space aliens. I mean, I don't literally believe that, but something's wrong with these people. All right. Let me show you some of the headlines as they spin things. Trump misses Biden and doesn't have the heart for a second battle with Harris. Trump's everywhere. Trump has more energy than all the top Democrats combined. But they just keep gaslighting. Continuing, Democrat National Convention. What to expect during a week of political stars protesting Kamala Harris's big moment. As she was installed and didn't get one vote, and Biden had a medical emergency and they removed him, that is a coup by every definition. A group inside the government, not elected, removes the nominee. Oh, but they're criticizing Trump, saying he's making it up that she was installed. With false coup claims, Trump primed supporters to challenge a Harris win. No, he's pointing out that legally and lawfully it's illegal. The Washington Post says it's normal. Oh, look, it's a party. Obama, Biden, and Harris. Meanwhile, Biden's going to leave after the first day and is all pissed off and admits he is. Because they took him out politically behind the shed and shot him. Kamala Harris, Democrats ride momentum in the national convention in Chicago. Yeah, ooh, a lot of momentum. People looked really excited in that gas station. They don't even let regular people in there as much as their politicos in there. Convention delegates. But look, oh, look, they're in a gas station. They're normal. They're buying Doritos. Convention delegates will nominate Harris again. This time, there's less suspense and more pizzazz. Yeah, it's a virtual event. They're letting 10,000 paid media in as the crowd. That's admitted. And no one else. Political operatives, paid media that have signed non-disclosures, no real people, with 150,000 protesters outside. And she's installed. But Trump's crazy. This isn't a coup. Oh, there's less suspense because she's already installed, but more pizzazz. Michelle Obama to address Democrat convention. She's officially talking Thursday, but I guess she's popping in Tuesday as well. Chicago gets ready for prime time as national TV networks converge on D.C. Ooh, the prime time. Almost no one watching it. You know, X feed sitting here making fun of them and covering their lies will have more views than their channels. I mean, they do live feeds, get like 50 viewers. Their bigger ones, 100, maybe 1,000. Surprise, DNC security measures crop up along Magmile, other parts of downtown. Oh, they're locking more of it down. Protesters plan large marches and rallies as Democrat National Convention kicks off in Chicago. As DNC hits Chicago, Microsoft warns of deep fake artificial intelligence attacks. You know, the fraudulent attacks, Microsoft. Remember, they are who knocked half the country out, half the world out a few weeks ago. New CNN Road to 270 shows multiple pathways to victory for both Harris and Trump. Harris downplays gender and a shift in strategy from Clinton, 2016. All right, I'm going to stop there, go to your phone calls. Then interspersed with all this, I've only covered about 10% of the news. And I see him getting more print offs. They're bringing me more breaking stuff right now. Coming up, House concludes Biden actively participated in impeachable offenses. Eric Schmidt, AI of Google think tank, urges NATO to monitor disinformation in real time, coordinate responses. And what have we been hearing from their other spokespersons? We want NATO and we want UN in the streets of countries that don't take the shots in the new lockdowns. That's word for word. They're actually test ballooning foreign troops in America. We have the video. I didn't see it on my list. Maybe it's there. Get me the Schmidt, new Schmidt video. There was other video of him last week saying he's an arms dealer now and just now got into it because of the Russians and is creating combat killer robots already in the field because he loves you and he's liberal when he's always been involved in that. That's all coming up today. All right, we got Don, Tim, Terry, Candace, Minard, Zachary, Josh, Margot, Dante, Jacob. We're going to take these calls in order they're received. Let's talk to folks in Texas first. Tim, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. Can you hear me okay?
I can, brother.
I'm in Texas. Thank you, man. You woke me up in 2008 with the Aaron Russo interview, and I've been red-pilling people ever since, so thank you so much for that.
Thank you.
My son actually worked for you and sold ads for you back when you had an ad team, for what that's worth. But and he loved you, by the way.
Well, thank you, brother.
And then before I get to my question, just a quick commercial on your products. I've had 7 concussions in my life, 2 of them really severe. So my brain, my memories, you know, when you're talking, searching for the right word, that can get kind of difficult. But once I started doing your Nation Iodine, your Brain Force, and your Nitric Boost every single day, man, I'm so sharp, I can't even tell you. So thank you so much for that. And that's my commercial difference for you. So, the election and martial law seem to be intertwined to me. And I don't understand. They didn't bring in 30 million people into the country just to send them back or let Trump send them back. And it seems like they have, no pun intended, their own Trump card, right? They can create enough chaos. And you probably saw where Patrick Byrne actually captured deliveries of weapons to these guys in hotels around
yes.
the country. And it just seems like, it seems like they could pull that trigger anytime they wanted. So they can turn these people loose. And it looks to me like what they're planning is to get enough chaos going and get us begging to give away all of our freedom so that they'll give us their version of our security, right? And I don't understand what's holding them up, and that kind of involved in that. Is Trump just a big accident? Did he? Who's helping Trump? I mean, does he have military help? Does he have foreign nation support? But it just doesn't seem it seems to me like they're holding all the cards when they turn these people loose.
Oh, sir, listen.
Yeah.
The globalists control the corporate media. They control almost all the big banks. They control the top of the military. Trump has support from the middle down. But the globalists have put the people in position. But all over the world, people are trying to elect populist, or they're firing whoever the incumbents are, where they'd be controlled right-wing or left-wing. And so this is a global political realignment. Trump is not perfect, but he really was the president. He really tried to fix things. He really believes in what he's doing. He means well. And that's why they hate him so much. So it's the populist and the decentralized against the centralized and against big tech. And so, yeah, that's why the
kids... Right. It's nationalism versus globalism, right? It's patriots versus one world government.
But that's why the Q thing was so dangerous, was because it was telling everybody that we're invincible, everything's fine, white hats are everywhere, don't worry, Trump will still be inaugurated on the 20th. And I even knew the inside baseball of how it started, how it got taken over by the globalist. I was telling people, this is a fraud, folks. People shouldn't just think everything's in the bag. It's going to be close because of the fraud.
Yeah, I had the same thing going on. I was telling my friends, nobody's going to get in trouble. Nobody's going to go to jail. And the only people that will be in trouble is Trump people. And now, 8 years later, that's pretty much
that's
happening.
Exactly. But I mean, look at the assassination attempt. Cover up day one, no press conferences, total evidence of stand down. The deputy head of the Secret Service ran the operation, stand down, lying to Congress. Fauci not getting in trouble, all because they control the bureaucracy. But people hate them. I mean, Trump's really 20 points ahead, 30 points ahead, depending on the area. So all they have is the illusion that we're not the majority now. But I go out on the street. I'm known. All I get is 99% love now. And I was getting 90% love 5-6 years ago. So they're done, folks. That can be the most liberal area, conservative area. People are awake. They're pissed. They know what's going on. God bless you for the call. All right. Thanks for calling in. Let's talk to Kansas. Kansas. I just combined her name. Candace. And Texas is another name. Candace in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
What's up, Alex? Thanks for having me. Can you hear me okay?
I can. Go ahead.
All right. Well, first of all, first-time caller, big lover of your work. Thank you so much for everything that you do.
Thank you.
I have to tell you, so I'm in my mid-30s. I live in Texas, ex-Democrat. I got up this morning reading the news, and I was really distraught with some of the stuff that was coming out. And I felt the need to write a tweet and put it on X. So if you want, or if I can I read it? It'll take me maybe about 60 seconds.
Yeah, listen, I don't really screen people's calls on air. So when you hear that on the phone system, that means you're on air. I'm not mad at you. It's for everybody else. You don't have to ask, are you here? Because you're speaking. And then if you want to cover something, just say, hey, I wrote this tweet today. I want you to hear it. And just say it. Because, see, this is not like regular talk radio where we screen your calls before. We just make sure you have a clean line. And if you want to tell us what you're calling about, that's fine. And then we just want you to talk once you get on air. I'm not going to screen your call on air. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, so let me just read this really quick. Or if you want to share it, you can. You can follow me. I'm at BTV Astro. So this is my tweet for you. So let me get this straight. So Biden has committed treason since he was VP, essentially, by accepting foreign business deals from lining his pockets with cash from adversaries who influence our leadership. If you think about it, it's a total of 11 years per the recent investigation as of this morning from the House. So he had his entire family in on it, like millions of dollars accepted. He's been dealing with dementia for at least the last year, admittingly. Could have been going on longer than we know. His handlers and his entire staff knew, as well as the Democrats, but most importantly, Kamala Harris. Kamala is apparently dealing with a serious drinking problem and is being kept from the press strategically because of her inability to stay on script. Her entire staff knows and claims that she's been unable to manage this addiction. Some are questioning her ability to serve as a presidential candidate. Critics are now slamming involvement of Planned Parenthood, and Palestinian protesters are promoting having abortions and vasectomies because it helps protect Palestinian rights and sovereignty. They're offering these services like candy just blocks away. commemorating the Democratic convention with celebratory abortion because you're with her. Because having an abortion is associated with supporting a female candidate in this election. Essentially, these protesters are celebrating eugenics like it's a badge of honor. All of this news comes out mere days before the Democratic National Convention. The convention in Chicago is calling for walls and barriers to be put up to keep out angry protesters. Yet they now want valid ID to gain access to the convention, the irony. For a party that runs on joy, it would seem as this is anything but that at the moment. This has become the party of hate, contradictions, and dishonesty. What an absolute disgrace. How can anyone get behind any of this? What does the world come to? None of this is normal. People have become so desensitized, it's frightening. And if you're not condemning this right now, then you're not on the right side of history.
Excellent point. And more people need to write like you did on X. I'm glad if listeners want to call in with a brief written statement, that's always welcome. We just want to hear what you have to say. And remember Pelosi reviewing the troops at the Capitol? Remember all the fences around that for 6 months? They want permanent martial law, and they live behind walls, but we can't have our own border. That is total fraud and total hypocrisy. Thank you, Candace, for the call. All right. We're only a minute and a half out to break starting the next hour, but I'm going to come right back and go to Margo and everybody else in the order your calls received. 877-789-2539 is the number to join us. Again, this is the Alex Jones Show, Monday, August 19th, 2024. We will have live coverage tonight, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of the DNC debacle in Chicago. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we can't do this without you. You are the Paul Revere's. Please take the live feeds from Infowars.com/show, band.video in the live show feed areas, all the other great contributors, and follow me and all the rest of my crew and talk show host at Real Alex Jones. And please send the articles and the videos out on your email, your text message, word of mouth. You've got all the power. They are planning civil unrest. They are planning a civil war. They admit they are. They are communists. They are totalitarians. They are on the Chinese communist payroll. This is really happening. But we can stop it together. We can. This is the real battle for our country and the world right now. I cannot stress to you how serious this is. So please support our sponsor, drjonesnaturals.com. Incredible supplements, incredible products, incredible nano silver, incredible organic toothpaste with iodine and tea tree and nano silver. It's all there at drjonesnaturals.com. And if you want to keep us on air and you're thankful for the broadcast, which I'm thankful for you, then please, I need your help, plus your great products. Go to drjonesnaturals.com. We'll be right back with the second hour, drjonesnaturals.com.
We got a big announcement at InfoWarsStore.com. All InfoWars MD supplements, a premium supplement line exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to diverse needs. We've got something for everyone at the InfoWars MD line. Ageless Vitality Collagen. Just look into all the benefits of collagen, folks. If you're not getting any collagen in your system, this is a great way to do so. Ageless Vitality Collagen. Superfood greens. Are you getting the fiber? Are you getting the greens in your life? If you're not eating your vegetables, this is a great way to supplement that. Superfood greens. Mushroom Max. All the great benefits of mushrooms. You might not like eating them. I'm not a big fan of them myself, but you can get it in a capsule. You don't have to worry about the nasty taste or texture and get all the benefits. Mushroom Max, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, Turmeric 95. Man, the benefits of turmeric are just incredible. When I'm not taking turmeric, I genuinely can notice the difference. It's one of those types of supplements where you notice when you're not taking it. And for me, it's kind of the soreness and maybe some inflammation after a workout or if I play basketball for a couple hours the next day. I notice the difference. I notice the difference. And it's kind of sad. It reminds you, you're not going to be young forever, but that's why turmeric is so important. Turmeric 95, 25% off. The prebiotic formula, the prostate support, very important for men. Nerve Renew, Joint Max Relief. That's both of those things are key. And then good night's sleep. You know, if you're having trouble sleeping, a supplement always great for that. Good night's sleep. All of these, the InfoWars MD premium supplement line, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. We appreciate your support there. That's what makes everything we do here possible.